From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting.
For every parent, the nightmare beyond all others that your child will go off to school one morning and won't come home.
10 people dead in the U.S. state of Mexico after police say a 17-year-old boy opened fire at a high school in the city of Santa Fe. Demetrios Pagortzis has been charged with murder in the mass shooting. He was a student at the school, and most of the dead are students. Hundreds of students, parents, residents, and politicians gathered at a sunset vigil Friday night. Texas Senator Ted Cruz spoke.
You're not alone. Standing by your side right now are millions of Texans, millions of Americans who are lifting this community up.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said police found explosive devices, including a Molotov cocktail at the suspected shooter's home and a vehicle around the high school where the shooting took place. A Pakistani exchange student is among the 10 people killed Friday in the Texas shooting. She had been in the U.S. under the Kennedy Lugar Youth Exchange and Study Program since August 2017. She would have returned home when her program ended next month. The only three survivors of Cuba's worst aviation disaster in three decades were clinging to life Saturday. This is a day after their passenger jet crashed in a fireball in Havana's rural outskirts with 113 people on board. Transportation Minister Adel Izquierdo Rodriguez said 110 had died, including five children, which was the first official death toll from authorities. He also announced that a flight recorder from the plane had been located, which they hoped to learn what went wrong. This is VOA News. China has agreed to take measures to boost imports from the United States to reduce America's trade deficit, the two countries said on Saturday. The country made no mention of the $200 billion target the White House had touted earlier. Beijing and Washington agreed they would keep on talking about measures under which China would import more commodities from the United States to close a $335 billion gap. Annual trade gap between the two countries that has threatened to ignite a global trade war. Three new cases of Ebola virus have been confirmed in the Democratic Republic of Congo, according to the country's health minister. Health Minister Oli Olunga said late Friday the new cases of the often lethal virus were confirmed in Mabandaka City. Protests outside abortion clinics are to be outlawed under new laws proposed in Australia's most populous state. The legislation will be debated in the coming days in the New South Wales Parliament. In most states and territories, patients face the prospect of confronting protesters who have used graphic imagery of aborted fetuses on their way into hospitals or clinics. Penny Sharp is a member of the New South Wales Upper House of Parliament who is co-sponsoring the new legislation.
The bill basically creates three offences outside abortion clinics where within 150 metres it's not okay to interfere with people, to take their photos, or to essentially cause them anxiety and distress when they're trying to go into the clinic.
It's estimated that up to 80,000 Australian women terminate a pregnancy each year. Abortion laws vary across the country. Britain's Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle are now husband and wife. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more on their wedding day Saturday.
So much for English weather. It was sunny, birds were singing, and the crowd was festive in Windsor as Meghan Markle arrived at St. George's Chapel for her wedding to Prince Harry. It was a star-filled audience inside to hear the couple exchange vows.
I, Harry, take you, Meghan.
George and Amal Clooney were there, Serena Williams, David and Victoria Beckham, Oprah Winfrey, and of course, Queen Elizabeth, as the Archbishop of Canterbury declared.
They are husband and wife.
Outside in the crowd, Sheraton Jones says it was exciting to see a woman of color join the royal family.
Times have changed, haven't they? And it was nice to see somebody that kind of looks like you kind of join into another family.
I'm Ben Thomas.
He's a former refugee, a Muslim, and now the first Somali-British mayor, the youngest ever Lord Mayor for Sheffield City in the United Kingdom. The 28-year-old Majid was also... has also become the first Green Party mayor. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.